Naughty Dead Terror Away, Manchester, would be Thrall Freedom.
This week's parsha, parsha's Lech Lecha, like to speak about Lot, a bit of personality profile. Who was Lot? Because Lot, actually, if one thinks about it, is quite a rare type of character who we don't find many of in the Torah. If we think about it, we'll notice that most of the people who we come across in the Torah are one of two types of people. Either they are Tzadikim Gemirim, the Ovis HaKadoshim, the Shvutim, Moshe Rabbeini, Aaron HaKoyen, Pinchas, Eluza, Yoshia Benin, and so on. Or they're the total opposite. They're eschewing Gemirim, people like Cain, who killed his only brother. People like Nimrod, Paroi, Bilam, Bullock, Oig. There's no shortage, unfortunately. But very rarely do we find somebody who is like Lot, somebody who seems to be an Udam Beinoni, who's somebody who we can associate with, we can understand who he is, how he works, somebody who tries to be good, wants to be good, and unfortunately, for one reason or another, doesn't seem to get there, doesn't seem to manage, and things, unfortunately, go downhill. So Lot gives us a unique opportunity to try and see what happened to Lot, where did Lot go wrong, and that we shouldn't come along and copy his mistakes. So, this week's parsha, the Rabbeinu Shloilem says to Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha, Ma'atzecha, Moiladcha, Beis Avicha. And Avraham Avinu leaves home, and nobody goes with him. Absolutely nobody. However, there's just one person. Shteit in the Pusik, Vayelech Avraham Kasha Dibbe Eilo Vashem, Vayelech Itoi Lot. Lot went along with him. Says the Ksava HaKabula, quotes in the name of the Zohar Kodesh, why did Lot come along with Avraham Avinu? Dischabe imei begein lemelef ma'ovdoihi. He wanted to be mischabe, he wanted to join Avraham Avinu, begein lemelef, in order to learn ma'ovdoihi from the actions of Avraham Avinu. Lot looked around, he saw the people ovde avodah zarah, he realized Avraham Avinu is a tzaddik, so he's putting his lot with Avraham Avinu. A gavaldi gezach. Says the Ramban in next week's Pasha, Lot nischased im hatzadik. And Lot did a moedika chesed with the tzadik, with Avraham Avinu. Leleches imoi, to go together with him. Lushit pa'uret, to wander around not knowing where they're going. They became refugees overnight. And Lot could have stayed home. Rabbi Shem didn't tell Lot to go. He told Avraham Avinu. So what does Lot need to go along and suffer with Avraham Avinu to become a refugee? But he went with him. Kiletzavois shaloi hulach. He went in order to listen to Avraham Avinu. A gewaldige madrege. Tells us Vata the Ramban in Parshas Pinchas, that why was Lot given as a Yerisha Eretz Amoin Amoyev? Says the Ramban, Hashem noson livnei Lot Yerisha, bave Lot aviyem sheshiris es hatzadik. Because Lot was Masharis, he served Avraham Avinu, became his Gabba, Vegula imoy la'oisoret, and he went with him into Gulis. That's why, says Ramban in Parshas Pinchas, as Rabbi Shem gave Amoin Amoyev the scha of that particular country. Similarly, we find Rashi writes in Parshas Devorim, Perik Beis, B'scha shehulach ito leMitzrayim va'al sheshusak al ma shehoye oime leishtoy achoizihi. When Lot went down with Avraham Avinu to Mitzrayim, he could have told everybody Avraham Avinu is not Sura's sister, he's the husband. He kept quiet. Says Rashi, Usa is Lot was regarded as a son of Avraham Avinu. Similarly, we find in next week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayera, when the Maluchim came to Sodom, Lot invited them in, and he said, "Siri nol beis avdechem, velini v'racha siragleichem." Says Rashi, "Mi beis avruam lumad lachsoi al ha'ochim." That Lot had learnt by being in Avraham Avinu's house what it meant, achnusas ochim. So Lot was moiser nefesh in a place of Sodom at great personal risk to invite Orchim in, because that's what he'd seen in Avraham Avinu's house. So we see that Lot, Lechoira, was a person who wanted L'shem Shemayim. But yet, unfortunately, if we carry on in the Parsha, we see that things seem to go somehow downhill. State later on, in Pekid Gimel Pusik Gidalad, V'Hashem Omel Avram Acharei Hippureid Lot Me'imoy. Hashem spoke to Avraham Avinu after Lot had left. Says Rashi, what's the Pusik telling us? Kol Zaman Shaharusha Imoy Hoya Hadiba Poirish Mimeni. As long as that Rusha, Lot, was in the house of Avraham Avinu, the Baruch Hashem says, I can't come into the house. Poirish Hadiba Mimeni. I can't come into the house if the Rusha, that Rusha, which Rusha are we speaking about? Lot. Only once Lot had left Avraham Avinu's house, then Achrei he poured Lot Mimoy. Oh, says the Boshim, now I can come in. Lechoira, we need to understand. Lot is suddenly classified, the Rabbeinu Shloilem classifies Lot as a Rusha. And after the Rishonim Redi Akasha, we find only a few psikim earlier, when Avraham Avinu arrived in Eretz Yisrael, that the Rabbeinu Shloilem did speak to Avraham Avinu. Ve'yeira Hashem el Avram, ve'yoyim el azaracho etein esurus hazois. So the Rabbeinu Shloilem spoke to Avraham Avinu when Lot was there. Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, comes back from Mitzrayim. Suddenly we're told Lot's a Rusha, the Rabbeinu Shloilem can't come into the house if the Rusha's in the house. So what had suddenly happened that Lot, originally, the Rabbeinu Shloilem could speak to Avraham Avinu? And we find in one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel, he asks his kasha, and he says that originally, Koidem she'usa Lot katuta im Avrum hoyot tzaddik. Says Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel Alushan that Lot was a tzaddik. In Rashi, which is about in brackets, don't know if it's from Rashi or we don't know, in brackets says, Ba'oisashu adayin kosher hoya. He was still kosher. So Lot was kosher. Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel says he was a tzaddik. And suddenly, something went wrong. And from being a kosher, from being a tzaddik, he goes downhill and he becomes a rusha. I will get there, Mitzvashem. So we find a halucha in Shulchan Aruch. As a halucha in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Bechas Hamuzin, we all know, if three people sat together and they washed and they ate bread, there's a chi of zimun. Says the Shulchan Aruch, what happens if one of the three forgot that the zimun, and he benched already, he's still sitting there, he benched. Says the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't matter. Hashnayim yecholim lezamen im hashlishi. Af al pish kva beirach. Yucholoyim aboruch shochalni mishaloi. This aluch and Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kif Tzadik Dalet. Comes along now the Mugen Avraham. And the Mugen Avraham asks, what's the halucha if you had two people who ate bread, and the third one, he didn't eat bread. He just ate mezoinus. So we know you can also make a mezimun. What happened if that third person who ate mezoinus, he forgot, and he already made his brucha al hamichya? Says the Mugen Avraham, quoted in the Mishnah Brira, Shiv ein yecholim lezamen ulov. You can no longer make a zimun. The kvan is talik mehem. The zimun is gone. The guy made alamichya. It's too late. It's all over. It's finished. So Chaim Kaufman Zechayin Levrucha used to say a gewaldi gewot. And he used to say as follows. Sometimes, you know, he said, you see somebody many years after he's left yeshiva, 20, 30, 40 years down the road, and you look at him and you say, this person was once in yeshiva. He was a yeshiva bucha. He looks so far removed from it. What happened to him? What went wrong? How could it be? Or to Gazuk, the answer is in this halucha. He said as follows, you have a bukhra, two bukhrim who come to yeshiva. One of them, he comes and he attends the yeshiva, he's there on time for the davening, for the she'irim, for the seder, he comes on time, he leaves on time. And then, whenever the time comes, sooner or later, he leaves the yeshiva and he goes out into the world. You have another bukhra who comes to yeshiva. He doesn't come with a proper kavias. He just comes to eat peiros for yerukas. You know, he comes late, he leaves early, one day he is there, one day he isn't there. So as long as he's in the yeshiva, so he's part of the yeshiva. And you don't always see the difference between him and other bukhrim. You know when you see the difference? When he leaves the yeshiva. Because he never was there with a proper kavias, even when he was there, so as soon as he's made his oiser shulam and he's left, porcha zimen minayi, there's nothing left of him at all, and it's all gone. So he said, this is the pshat in this halacha. The fellow who only ate mezoinus, he was never part of this zimen to start off with. So as long as he's there with the group, you can be mitztar of him. But the second he made his own brucha al hamichya, it's all over, and there's nothing left, and he's vanished. This is what happened, zugen the meforshim, to Loit. Writes the Chasam Sofer in Drushas as follows. Loit was actually a shrewd businessman. He made a calculation. He sees the Altafet Avrum Avini is going off by himself with his wife Sura somewhere, and he's got no children. So who is going to Yashin Avrum Avini? Zugda Chasam Sofer, Loit Chushev LeYarish Es Nichsei Avrum Avini, Al Kain Hulach Imoy. That's why he went with him. Zugda Chasam Sofer, Vloihoya Toichoy Kebaroi. He didn't mean it L'Shem Shemayim. The reason why he went with was because he wanted to Yashin Avrum Avini. And as I bring the Sefer Ksava Kabula, this is what's written, Vayelech Avram Kashadib Elev Hashem, Vayelech Itoy Loit. Look the Ksava Kabula, there's a difference between Itoy and Imoy. Imoy means with him properly. Zug the Ksava HaKabuloi, Itoy means with him, but not with him like Imoy. Loit went, Vayelech Itoy Loit, he went with him, but it wasn't with Bedeya Achas together with him. Zuk the Ksava Kabula, that this Lushan of the Zoya Kudish, which we quoted before, that Noya, that Loit went along, Dischabe Ime Begain, Lemelef Moivdoi, he went with him in order to learn with him. The end of the words of the Zoya Kudish are, Ve'im Kaldo, but despite all of this, Lo'oilef Kilahai. He didn't end up learning very much from Avrum Avini. Yes, he went along to learn with Avrum Avini. He picked up certain things along the way, Hachnosos Ochim, like Rashi says, and other things. But despite this, he didn't really end up learning very much. So why? Because since he was missing, he didn't go L'Shem Shammai with the right kavuna, so you can be together with an Avrum Avini, and yet one can fail to be mekabel all the proper hadrucha, all the proper hashpuas. Reb Shimshon Rafael Hirsch writes also in this week's Parsha, the Pusik, V'ayurik es chanichov yelidei beisoi, and says Rashi Zeh Eliezer Shechon Choy LeMitzvus. Says Reb Shimshon Rafael Hirsch, here the Torah spells out how to be mechanech. The Torah says chanichov, you know how one is mechanech? When they are yelidei beisoi. Says Reb Shimshon Rafael Hirsch, like also beyudoi shel Avrum Avini lechanech es loit. Avrum Avini was unable to be mechanech loit. Shekein bo eilav ka'udam meviga. He came to him already when he was a mature adult. V'achinech maschil mi leida. And chinech starts from when one is young. So this is what happened to Loit. Because Loit wasn't really interested to learn L'Shem Shemaim, he just came along as an economic migrant, and therefore he decided to put his lot with Avrum Avini. He didn't end up learning very much. But when did suddenly things spiral downhill and go out of control. Like we said, when Avraham Avinu came to Eretz Yisrael, Hashem spoke to Avraham Avinu. Says Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel, he was a tzaddik. And suddenly when he comes back from Mitzrayim, things have gone downhill. What happened? Zukta kleyoka e gewaldi gewot. While it states in the Pusik that when Avraham Avinu came back from Mitzrayim, Vayal Avraham in Mitzrayim, he ve'ishtoi v'chol asheloi, ve'loit imoi hanegbo, ve'Avraham kuvid ma'oid b'mikne b'kesiv v'azov. Avraham Avinu was given lots of money, gold and silver and everything else. And states also in the Pusik, ve'gam le'loit ha'hoylechez Avraham ho'yetzoin ibuka v'oyalim. Loit behaved himself, because he knew if he doesn't behave himself, Avraham Avinu is not going to give him anything. So he had to toe the line. Says the Kleyuka, that was only necessary as long as Loit wasn't yet financially independent. But when they came back from Mitzrayim, so what happened was that Loit had also received all these gifts, soin ibuka of oyalim. He no longer needed, he no longer was dependent on Avraham Avinu. He became financially independent, says the Kleyuka. So that's when the whole charade came to an end. He no longer had to behave because he doesn't need Avraham Avinu anymore. Says the Kleyuka, and that's when he became a Rosha. Now the mistake of Loit was, states in the Pusuk, V'gam le'loit ha'hoyleches Avraham. Says the Kleyuka, says Rashi, Mi guram shahoye loy zois. Who was the one who caused that Loit should become wealthy? Halichusoy im Avraham. That Loit made a terrible mistake. He came back from Mitzrayim loaded with kesef azov, and he said, I don't need to come on to Avraham Avinu. I've got my own money. His mistake was he didn't realize that the money which he had was the gamla loit ha'hoylechas Avraham. He only got it because of Avraham. And what happened was, he moved away from Avraham Avinu. He went off to Sodom, and in the end, he ended up being rescued from Sodom, not bizchus Avraham Avinu, just with the shirt on his back and nothing else. As long as he was with Avraham Avinu, he was okay. The day he left Avraham Avinu behind, he didn't realize his whole hatzlacha came from Avraham Avinu. We know we say in davening, in Hallel, say Yom Tov, we say the psikim about avoid azura, and na'im lahem v'lo yiri, oz na'im lahem v'lo yishmui, ragleim yudeim v'lo yimishin, ragleim v'lo yaleich v'lo yeg b'groin, kamoyem yiyi oiseyem koil asher b'teichbem. We say the avoid azura has eyes, the avoid azura has ears, the avoid azura has hands, has legs. They can't see, they can't hear, they can't walk, they can't talk, they can't do anything. Kamoyem yiyi oiseyem koil asher b'teichbem. Mafosh Masa Kasha, we see people that oivdei avoid azura, they can see, they can hear, they can walk, they can talk. So what is the pushet explanation? Kamoyim yoseyim koila shebu teich behem. Rab Chaim Shmulopian Zechon Levrucha from Sunderland used to say a gewaldi gewalt. He had in his kehillah a yid who came from a frum family, and unfortunately he became a machal Shabbos. Rab Chaim Shmul used to say to him, Rab Yid, why do you work on Shabbos? You know the Rabbi Nishlam is the one that gives panusa. Rebbe, I need to work on Shabbos. It's the busiest day of the week. It's the market day. And he used to say, I'm getting older, I'm soon going to retire. I've got to save up and put away money. You know, you have to do ishtablus of this world. And the Chaim Shmul would speak to him and said, go nish geholfen. And one day this Yid's wife became very, very sick. And all the money which he'd been saving up for his retirement, he had to spend it on medical expenses. And Reb Chaim Shmuel Lopian heard this, he thought to himself, ah, finally this Yid is going to see and to admit how wrong he was. All these years he's been working Shabbos because he's got to save up for his pension, and now he's about to retire, and all his money he's had to spend on his wife's medical expenses. He's walking along the road, and he sees this Yid coming towards him. Before he was able to say a single word, this Yid comes over to him and says to him, Rebbe, you see how right I was to work Shabbos. If I wouldn't have worked Shabbos, where would I have had the money to pay for the medical expenses? Azoi, he worked Shabbos, he could pay for the medical expenses. Said Reb Chaim Shmuel, this is a pshat in the Pusik. People who are oivdei avoyda zura, believe in avoyda zura, enayim lahem, they have eyes. Abavloyiri, they don't see. They don't see right. Everything is back to front. Osmaim lahem velo yishmui, they can't hear. Everything is upside down, inside out. And this was the mistake of Lot. Lot, instead of understanding v'gam leLot ha'holeches Avram, that his whole atzlocha was because he was with Avram Avini, was just the opposite. I don't need Avram Avini anymore. I'm financially independent. The money I have is only b'zchis Avram Avini. Zok Reb Yosef Salant in his Sefer Be Yosef a Gevaldi Gevot said, "I'll prove to you this yisod." He says, we see that Avram Avini, that Lot's shepherds had a machloikus with Avram Avini's shepherds. Why did they have a machloikus? So Rashi tells us, because they were grazing their fields and other people's, grazing their animals in other people's fields, and the Rabbi Nishloilim has promised this to Avram, given it to Avram Avini, and he's got no Yoshim, and therefore we are the Yoshim. So Reb Yosef Salant, what did the Rabbi Nishloilim say to Avram Avini? V'yerashem al Avram v'yoyma, Lezaracho etain es ha'uretz hazois. The Rabbi Shem said to Avram Avini, I'm giving this land lezaracho etain es ha'uretz hazois. So if you, Lot, believe that you have the right to graze your animals in other people's fields, because Avram Avini has given it because Rabbi Shem has given it to Avram Avini, but when the Rabbi Shem gave it to Avram Avini, he told him, Lezaracho, you're going to have children, and they're going to be yoish this land. So how can you, Lot, come along now and say, the Rabbi Shem has given it to Avram Avini, but he has no yoshim? When the Rabbi Shem gave it to Avram Avini, in that pusik, he said, you're going to have children, and they're going to get it soon. Lezaracho. But this was Lot, who didn't want to see. Why? Because since he didn't come along l'shem shemayim, he came along with ulterior motives. So therefore, everything he saw and everything he heard, it was enayim lahem v'lo yiri, as enayim v'lo yishmui. Zug de chasam soifer, a gevalde gevalt. Says as follows, when they came back from Mitzrayim, so they both had lots of cattle, V'loinusa oisam ha'uretz losheves yachdov. They had so much cattle that there wasn't enough grazing space for them to live together. V'ahi riv ben roye mikna Avram ben mikna Lot. Until Avram Avini had to say to him, he poured no meloi. Zug de chasam soifer, we know Eretz Yisrael is referred to as Eretz Hatzvi. It's an expanding land. How could it be that Avram Avini comes to Eretz Yisrael? V'loinusa ha'uretz l'sheves oisam yachdov. We're speaking about two families, two people have come together. Avram Avini with Sura and Lot. We're speaking about two small families. Oh yes, they had a lot of cattle, very nice. But because of that, there was no room. V'loinusa ha'uretz l'sheves oisam yachdov. Freita chasam soifa, how can this be? Zug de chasam soifer, Avram Avini knew the Eretz Yisrael as Eretz Hatzvi, Ma'olna Udam Sali, Hamukim Sh'ulim Mishalayim. Millions of Yidden came into the Azura and the Beis Hamikdash. There was space for everybody. How could it be suddenly there was no space? He realized that when Lot had come back from Mitzrayim, having been in Mitzrayim, like it says in the Pusik, Vayisa Lot is Einov, Vayas Kalkik Hayavdin, Kegana Shem Ke'eretz Mitzrayim, Boyachat Soya. He came back with Hashpuois Ruois, which he'd picked up in Mitzrayim, and therefore Eretz Yisrael didn't want to expand for Lot. For Avram Avini, there was enough space. However, for Lot, suddenly, Vloinusa, who was Oisom l'shev z'yachtov, for Lot to be with Avram Avini, it no longer worked. Zug de chasam soifer, this was a sign to Avram Avini that the time has come to part ways because Lot has unfortunately gone downhill. If there's no room for Lot to be there to go with Avram Avini, it's a sign that he's no longer worthy. And this is actually what we say in Noide L'chol. Chasam soifer doesn't explain this, but L'choyer, this is the push up shut in what we say in Noidelechu. We say, Noidelechu Hashem Lekeni, Al Shenchalta Lavoseini, Eretz Chemda Toiva Irechova. We say, Rabbi Shem, you've brought us to a new place, Eretz Yisrael, which is the Eretz Chemda Toiva Irechova. So Chemda, I understand, Toiva, I understand. But Rechova, what does it mean, Rechova? How do you describe Rechova? Rechova means a very, very large space. Val Shoitzesuni, Eretz Mitzrayim. So the boys were taken out of a little country called Mitzrayim, tiny little place, was no room to move, and he brought us to Eretz Rechova, a massive country called Eretz Yisrael. And we know, Lechori, you look on the map, It's just the opposite. Eretz Mitzrayim is many, many times the size of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a very, very thin, small little country. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Rechova. But the answer is that Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz HaTzvi. Yes, it's small, narrow, because the Baruch Hu made it that it shouldn't be difficult to travel from one end to the other. You want to go and visit your cousins, your relatives. It's only half an hour down the road. If it's a massive country, you'll be traveling for days and weeks on end. But it's Rechova, because no matter how many people come into Yisrael, it will never become over full. Masha'ek in every other country, although on the map it might look very big, but it's not going to ever be bigger than it is, not one centimeter bigger. That's the size it is. It's not going to grow. Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz Rechova. So Avraham Avinu saw v'lo'nusa ha'oret l'shevus oitzim yachtov. There was no room. Eretz Yisrael couldn't accommodate both of them together. That was a sign that was time for them to part ways. We know the Mishnah says in the fifth Perek in Uvos, "Kol mi shiyesh boi shloisha dvorim haluli, hi mitalmidov shel Avraham Avinu." Anybody who has the following three things, midos, he is a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. And what are they? Says the Mishnah, "Ayin toiva, riach nemicha, v'nefesh shefela." V'shloisha dvorim achayrim, and somebody's another three things, hi mitalmidov shel bila marusha. Ayin toiva, ayin ro, riach gavoya, v'nefesh rechova. Od gezuk the chedish harim a gavalti gavo. You know, sometimes there are yeshivas and moisters which don't accept every single person who wants to go there. They're only for mitziyunim, they're only for eliyim, they're only for the elite. So, if you want to become a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, you might think you're not up to the standard. Avraham Avinu is not going to accept you. You won't be able to become a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. Od gezuk de chedish harim, that's what Chazal say. Kol mi shiyesh bo shloish dvorim haluli, hi mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu. Every single individual, no matter who he is, what he is, how he is, kol mi, whoever he is, where he is, he can become a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. And unfortunately, the opposite is also true. Said Rabbi Cheskel Levenstein, this is brought in his Sefer Oye Cheskel, Chele Gimel Umet Kif Tzadik Aleph. You can have a bucha who's sitting in a yeshiva with a gemura, and he thinks he's the knack of the yeshiva, the elite of the elitists, and he's sitting there and he thinks, I'm a Talmud of this great Rosh Hashiva, of this great Udam Gudel, and the emes is he's a Talmud of Bilam Harusha. Why? Because if he's got an iron roar and a riach gavoya and a nefesh rechova, when he'll come up to Shemaim after 120 and he'll say, I'm a Talmud, ich bin mechashiva Talmud is so and so, they'll say, I'm sorry, you're not his Talmud. You're from the Talmudim from Bilam Harusha. And me'idach gizot gazot Rabbi Cheskel Levenstein, you can have a simple, simple person. He's a shopkeeper, he's a street cleaner, whatever it should be, doesn't make a chilek, a tailor. And he'll come up to Shemaim and he'll say, who are you? So I'm just a simple fellow. You're not a simple fellow. You are from Talmid of Shel Avraham Avinu. Can imagine today we'd say, we'd meet somebody, Enoch a Talmud from the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, Enoch Gelem Paraburg Be'er, Parabachun of Wasserman. Why, everybody run to him. You say, this guy alive, he's a Talmud noch, Egedenk noch the Heilige Rishna, Egedenk noch the Vilna Gum with the Baal Shem Tov, he's a Talmud from the Ramu, a Talmud from Rashi, from the Rambam. So we can all become, Zuk Rav Cheskel Levenstein, Talmidim fin Avraham Avinu. Kol mi shiyesh bo shloish dvorim haluli. Who's ever got one of these three things, who got these three things, he is a Talmid shel Avraham Avinu. Ayin toiva, v'riach nemicha, v'nefesh shefela. We see the Racham HaKodesh, this week's Parsha, asks the Kasha. The Rabbi Nishon told Avraham Avinu, Lech lecho, ma'atzecho, meladcho, beisavicho. Go away from your land. And in Medrash Teit Elushin, as Rabbi Nishon told Avraham Avinu, Shikchi ameich I beis ovich. I don't want you just merely to physically go away. I want you to cut yourself off. Forget about the family. They no longer exist. We know today a person goes away from home, So you phone home. In the olden times, you used to write a letter. They used to write back a letter. You stayed in contact. The Rabbi Nishama says, I don't want you merely to leave your parents' home, your family and everything else. I want you shikhi amech ibeis ovich. Freikt orachayim akudash gevaldige kasha. Lot was part of his father's home. And the Rabbi Nishama told him to leave his father's home. Go away from that. So hayituchen that he took along Lot with him. Azoy freikt orachayim akudash. Zukt orachayim akudash a number of teritzim. One of his teritzim, he says, is the emes is Avrom Avini didn't want to take Lot with him. Because he knew, as Rabbi Shem told him, Lech lecho ma'at chum avu chamid, go away, and meant go away and take nobody with you. But Lot decided to chug along. And because Lot decided to come along, says Aracham HaKudosh, Loi rutso lahachli mehi. Avrom Avini would have felt that he would have been embarrassing him if he would have told him, listen, Lot, you can't come with me because you are... You're no good, whatever, you can't come with me. And Lot said, but I want to come with you, I want to stay with you. I don't want you to come with me, you can't come with me. Lot would have felt humiliated, he would have been embarrassed. So therefore, that's the reason, says the Racham HaKodesh, that Avrom Avini took Lot with. And as soon as the first opportunity presented itself, there was a machloikus. Therefore, the first opportunity, he said, Lot, I can, I took you with, but if you're not going to behave, I'm sorry, you can't stay with. Sukta Racham HaKodesh, a bissel shver, Avrom Avini is makar of everybody, and his own nephew and brother-in-law, Lot, who'd be moist enough, should come along with him. He chucks him out head first, how can it be? Sukta Racham HaKodesh, the answer is because really, Avrom Avini was waiting to get rid of Lot, but he didn't want to embarrass him. So as soon as the opportunity presented itself, therefore he sent him away. Here we see how great it is to be careful not to embarrass somebody. And I thought with these words of the Racham HaKodesh is answered the kasha which many Mephoshim ask, that Lech Lecho is one of the ten nisyonos. Lechoy refregen Mephoshim was bechalal nishke nisoyen. Avrom Avini was childless, he didn't have any children, and the Rabbi Nishlam told him, Lech Lecho, Lanoscho, Shomeschel Legoy Gudoyl, Kan Yatozoich Lebunim. So Rabbi Shem promised him all these things. So why was it in the Soyin? Everybody in his matzah would go. Lachori wasn't in the Soyin. I thought to myself, according to the word of the Racham HaKodesh, one can answer as follows. That it's possible that Avrom Avini thought to himself that these things that the Rabbi Shem had promised him are on condition that he's Mekayim, the Tzivui, Lech Lecho, like the Rabbi Shem had told him, Lech Lecho, Ma'at, Zechom, Latcho, Beisovich, Shichi, Amech, Beisovich. So with that Avrom Avini allowed Lot to come along, he wasn't really 100% Mekayim the Tzivi of Lech Lecho. So therefore this taking Lot along came along at great Mesiras Nefesh on the part of Avrom Avini. When he allowed Lot to come along, he allowed him to come along knowing, but because of this it's very possible that he's now forfeited all those avtokas that the Rabbi Nishlam had promised him. So this was the Mesiras Nefesh. Why this was considered an Nisoyin for Avrom Avini. And despite all of this, Avrom Avini allowed Lot to come along. There's a famous story from Azaydeh from the Chotkev Rebbe. He was once sitting in Vienna on a park bench together with the Sadigei Rebbe, the Avi Yaakov, Rebbe Avrom Yaakov, and a Goyshe woman came and sat down on the same park bench, not mamish touching them, but a little further down on the same park bench. And as soon as this Goyshe woman sat down, the Sadigei Rebbe was literally about to jump up. And the Chotkev realized it, and he put his hand on him, and he held him down that he shouldn't get up. So he stayed sitting, and they sat there for another minute or two. And after a minute or two, the Rebbe took out his Taschenzeiger, his watch, and he looked at his watch, and in German he said very loud, oh, it's a very late already, we have to be on the way. And with that, they got up and left. He didn't want to embarrass this Goyshe woman, that she should think that they didn't want to stay seated because she's come along and she's somehow defiling them. She would have felt embarrassed, humiliated. So he stayed sitting for another minute and made this little spiel that she should think that's nothing got to do with her. when the Ramban Shlosh Hashiva, Zechon Evrucha, used to go to Vienna, he was always makpid, he said, to go to be mispal by the Chotkev Rebbe's Kever. And he said it was this story which made a great impression on him. He said, when you go to a Kever of a Tzaddik, you have to go to a Kever of Tzaddik who somebody, this is a Tzaddik who we know, this is a person who understands other people's problems, this is a person who feels other people's pain, this is a person who shares other people's suffering. That's a person, a Tzaddik, who can be for us a Gitter Shliach to intercede on our behalf. So he said if the Chotkever Rebbe was able to be sensitive to the feelings of this Goyshe woman he'd never seen before, Alachas Kama Vakama, this is a person whose bakeva we can daven, and he'll be a shliach to take all our bakushas. So we see Avraham Avinu didn't actually want to embarrass Lot. And we find even furthermore, we find in the, later on, that when Avraham Avinu did leave Lot, it wasn't actually, as one thinks at first glance, that it was that Avraham Avinu actually told Lot to leave. It was rather Lot, on his own accord, decided to pack his bags. It states in the Pusik, Vayisa Lot Mikedem, that Lot went Mikedem. What does it mean, Mikedem? Mikedem means Lushan from Koidem. Lot went first, Vayifridi Ish Me'al Ochiv. Says the Gemara in Noze in Daf Chov Gimel, Letava Yevakesh Nifrad, Ze Lot. Says Rashi, Ze Lot Shenifrad Ma'al Avrum. This refers to Lot who separated himself from Avrum Kedichsiv, Vayifridi Ish Me'ochiv. Vesumachle, Vayisa Lot Mikedem. What does it mean, Mikedem? Says Chazal, Shehi Nifrad. Techila. Avraham Avinu didn't want to chuck Lot out. Avraham Avinu said to him, "Al no tehi meriva beini iveinecho ki anushim an aachim anochni." Let's stay together. Said Lot, "No, I can't stay with you. The game's over." The next morning, first thing, he'd packed his bags and off he'd run. Lot wasn't even willing to see whether Avraham Avinu meant this threat genuinely, whether he was going to ask him to leave. He wasn't going to ask him. As soon as Avraham Avinu said to him, "Al no tehi meriva beini iveinecho," straight away, Lot picks himself up and disappeared. In Mishnas Rab Aaron from Rab Aaron Kotler, he writes that this we understand now, for state in the Torah, Lo yuvoi amoini imayovi bikal Hashem. And the Torah says, you know why? Al devash lo kidmi eschem balechem ivamoim. Zukre Baran, that's a reason, because of a one-off story. Therefore, they can't come ever into Gehal Hashem. Zukre Baran Kotler, no. That's not the reason. This is rather just showing the shoyrish who Amen and Moyev are. If you have Yidden who are going through your country and you're unable to give them anything to eat and to drink, that shows that the shoyrish is rotten. And where's that shoyrish? The shoyrish is from Lot. In Be'emes, the Yisod was Rabban Kotler Zog, the Brenktesnish, or it's a Chazal in the Psikta on these words in our Parsha, Vayifridi Ish Me'alochev. Zuk the Pesikta, what does it mean they separated? Hafroda Gemira Niyasalem. This was a complete and everlasting separation. Lo yuvoi amoini imayovi bikahal Hashem. From now on, no Einiklach, no descendants of Lot are allowed to come into Klal Yisrael. The fact that Lot could come along after having gone along with Avraham Avinu, and after having been got all the schar from Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu comes along and turns around and says, "Lot, I want you to stop stealing from other people." And instead of being Makabal from Avraham Avinu, he picks himself up and runs out. Say Chazal, Oy Bezoiv Yifridi Ishmael Ochiv, this is a Hafruda Gemira. This is the end of the road. And therefore, Lo Yuvay Amoini Moyovi Bikahal Hashem. Says the Chasam Sofer, this is why we find by Amoin and Moyev, they were over the two things which even their Zayde Lot kept. One thing that Lot was Makabal was, he didn't say a word about Sora. He kept quiet. He never said anything. Amon Amoyev did the opposite. The other thing which Lot did was, he was makabel the Orchim. He was moisten nefesh to bring them in and give them to eat and to drink. Came along Amon Amoyev, and again, Ashloi kidmi eschem balechem of Amoyim. So Amon Amoyev, Unfortunately, the mavatl, even that little bit which Lot kept, and because of that, is layovi amoini in mayovi bikal Hashem. So what we learn out from Lot is, you can have a Rebbe, the greatest Rebbe in the world, you can have a Rebbe who's Avraham Avinu, but if, however, you are unwilling to learn from him, you can be together with him, and you don't mean it l'shem shemayim, it will go in one ear and go out the other ear. And kol mish yesh bo shlosh dvarim haluli, if a person has these three things, the ayin tova, the riach nemicha, and nefesh shefela, this is somebody who he is, even bizman hazeh, he is taka, a true Talmud of Avraham Avinu. Oh, yeah.